psalmist writes in the 24th Psalm in verse 1, "The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein." Too often in our foolish wisdom and self-interest, we forget that we as mankind are not the center of the universe. We are not the true owners of the earth that we live upon. We do not own all that we see and possess, and when it comes right down to it, we don't even own our own bodies. Yes, it is true that the Lord has placed us upon this earth. He has given us our physical bodies, which function according to His will and design. We are placed here to work, bear our children, raise our families, and along the way, we purchase homes and we acquire possessions. And yes, the Lord has instructed us and expects us to be good stewards or good managers over the things that He has given us, whether it be our bodies or our possessions or the very earth that we live upon. But we must never forget that all that we have or ever will have, all that we see, our temporal shells of flesh, our homes, vehicles, the earthly treasures that we acquire, the fields, prairies, mountains, the streams, the ocean, all manner of life, it all belongs to the God of heaven. It all belongs to God, the Creator. It all belongs to Almighty God. I am reminded of the words of the Lord as He spoke to Job in Job 38, verse 4 and following. He said, "Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding." The Lord said, "Job, I made it all. I imagined it. I designed it. I created it. And I sustain it. And you, Job, you had nothing to do with it. Nor is there any possible way that you could understand it." In Psalms 50, verses 10 and 11, the Lord God says, "For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle on a thousand hills." He says, "I know the birds of the mountains and the wild beasts of the field are mine." Let us never forget that He is an awesome God. He is all-knowing, all-present, all-powerful. He is the creator of all, the sustainer of all. He is, and He always will be. The earth is His, and all that it contains is His. All that dwells within are His. We own nothing. He owns it all.